to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. A lot of jokes going around on Twitter that I've read about, you know, what happens when Roger Clemens and John Edwards walk into a bar together. I mean, this has been a disaster for the U.S. government in terms of prosecuting high-profile cases. Roger Clemens in baseball and in sports and John Edwards, respectively, in politics are about two of the biggest names that you could have had over the past decade, and both of them are going ahead and effectively walking as a result of this. So this has been, again, a very, very bad couple of weeks for the U.S. government in this regard, and one has to wonder if there's not going to be a big overhaul there given the performance and the results, or lack thereof, if you will, that have been put forth by them.
That's Dave Leventhal from Politico.com commenting on the Justice Department becoming a joke after Roger Clemens was acquitted on charges he lied about using steroids the week after failure to get a conviction in the John Edwards trial. The acquittal of Roger Clemens, number 10 of this week's Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our review of all of the things going on in the issue-oriented world of News Talk Radio for the week ending Friday, the 22nd of June, as determined by the staff at talkers.com, which is the big publication online in the talk radio industry. So we'll go from number 10 to number 1. And again, the acquittal of Roger Clemens is number 10. Number 9 on the countdown, the situation in Egypt. Talk host Kevin Meeks with Middle East correspondent Emily Wither about the health of Hosni Mubarak and what will happen in Egypt when he dies.
We don't yet have it clear if Hosni Mubarak is dead, if he's in a coma, what the deal is. I said earlier they put shades on his eyes and kind of propped him up there, so you wouldn't really know. But if, in fact, he is dying or already dead, what is to become of Egypt?
That is a very good question, because at the moment, while we have the former leader essentially on his deathbed, you say there we don't know exactly the condition of his health. We know that he's in hospital. Some reports say that he's on a life support machine, but it is known that he is in a critical condition at the moment. And you really couldn't make this stuff up. While the former leader is in hospital, you have the entire country on tenterhooks just waiting to find out who's going to be the next leader of Egypt. The results were supposed to be announced today, but the Electoral Commission has had to delay those because the two candidates who are in the final have both put forth around 400 complaints, and the Electoral Commission is now having to go through all of these before the Egyptian population can find out who's going to be Egypt's next leader.
It's amazing how they've been able to really keep everyone guessing as to his condition and what's going to happen next. This could really, really, you know, become a violent and explosive situation over there, couldn't it?
It certainly could. Tensions are very high at the moment. You have thousands of protesters out on the streets back in Tahrir Square. It could really have been this all over again the same time last year. The people are angry because they feel as if the last 16 months have really been a complete waste of time. And that's because the military, the current ruling military generals who have said that they're going to hand over power at the end of the month to Egypt's new leader, they've essentially made a power grab. So while they've said they're going to hand over power, at the moment it's practically meaningless, because just as the polls closed, the military released a constitutional amendment, a interim constitution, which essentially handed themselves most of the power and said that they wouldn't answer to the president. So of course people are back out on the streets protesting because they fear whoever does end up being Egypt's next ruler will simply just be a cosmetic ruler and won't actually have any power.
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood, their candidate, Mohamed Morsi, seems to have been the winner of the election, but him becoming the next leader there can only make things much worse, not just there, but increase tensions between Egypt and the U.S., right?
There is a possibility of that. However, the United States is trying to work very closely with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, here's a bit of background. I mean, we know that the Muslim Brotherhood hasn't always had the greatest relationship with the United States. They've also had a very cozy relationship with that terrorist group, Hamas. So, of course, Israel is also very nervous about the Muslim Brotherhood coming into power. However, the organization has been very clear. I met with them last month and spoke to some members, and they're very clear to point out that they have changed, that they've come out from underground, are now a legitimate political force who are willing to negotiate both with the United States and Israel. And that's simply, they're not as hard line as they used to be. So right now, I guess we're going to have to take their word for that.
Coming up, more twists and turns in the Zimmerman-Martin case, plus the death of Rodney King and a ruling from the Supreme Court. Just not the one everybody's been waiting for. All in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Review Weekend Edition.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention cheese lovers, Sargento is going thin in a big way. They're introducing new Sargento Ultra Thin Sliced Cheeses. You can now enjoy the same natural Sargento cheese you love for just 45 or fewer calories per slice. They're the same cheddar, Swiss, provolone, and Colby Jack cheeses, just sliced thinner and just 45 or fewer calories per slice. William Jacob from Sargento has more.
Thin has never been more in than with our new Ultra Thin Sliced Cheeses. Available nationwide in your favorite varieties like Swiss and provolone, they're sliced ultra thin, which gives you the versatility to enjoy them on your favorite wrap, burger, omelet, and casseroles. Finally, you can thin out your meal without sacrificing the great taste of natural Sargento cheese.
Now you really can have your cheese and eat it too. To connect with Sargento, go to facebook.com/Sargento Cheese. To learn more about Sargento products, recipes, and store locations, visit Sargento.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 8 on our countdown this week is the Zimmerman-Martin case. From Fox, Megyn Kelly talks to Sanford City Commissioner Pat Mahaney about the town's decision to fire the police chief who had originally been in charge of this case.
Sanford, Florida, Police Chief Bill Lee was fired. He is the man who decided, who originally was part of the team that looked into the Trayvon Martin killing after George Zimmerman shot and killed the unarmed teen back in February. Chief Lee and the Sanford Police Department immediately came under fire for how they handled the investigation. And there were calls for the chief to resign. In March, the city manager said Chief Lee needed to go, needed to be let go, so the city could, quote, move forward. Then in April, Lee tried to resign, but a deeply divided city commission voted not to accept that resignation after a fiery debate. Listen here to Commissioner Patty Mahaney as she defended Chief Lee back then.
What did the chief do wrong? What did the chief do wrong? I mean, tell us. Sit here for those of y'all that know more about law enforcement than I do and tell us what the chief did wrong.
And so now Chief Lee has been forced out, fired by the rest of the commission. Why?
Well, quite frankly, Megan, it's almost too long of a story to tell in this short of a time. It's a political situation, Megan. Our city manager had to fire our police chief based on a 3-2 vote of no confidence. Quite frankly, at the time Police Chief Lee was hired, there were two commissioners who adamantly opposed his hiring. Just getting him hired was, quite frankly, a debacle to get through. There is one commissioner in particular who's had it in for Chief Lee since the day he stepped into that office. I think that the majority of our commission really, really looked past what's right and what's wrong and looked at this from a political perspective. And quite frankly, I think we have other commissioners who just refuse to accept, no matter how far away we get from the incident and how deeply we get into looking at the facts, we have commissioners who just refuse to accept it, no matter how many times you explain why Mr. Zimmerman was not arrested that night. There are commissioners and community members who just cannot understand or accept it.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the death of Rodney King. Host Ray Appleton talks to CBS's Steve Futterman about the circumstances surrounding King's death.
The last time I talked to Rodney King was years back. And it was after his stint on, VH1, Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah.
And he honestly sounded like he was done. And I mean, done with his old life. He sounded like he was at peace. Yet we're getting the stories the day that he died that it was a day that was fueled by alcohol and marijuana. Has we been able to substantiate as to whether that was true or not?
No, we have not. But Rodney King, a couple months ago when he was doing interviews, we all wanted to talk to him on the 20th anniversary of the L.A. riots. He did acknowledge that he was still having some alcohol issues. He did say that he was off of drugs. But, I mean, this he's an addict, I mean, or a recovering addict.
Yeah.
And any recovering addict will tell you it's an ongoing struggle. It's day by day. And, you know, if, in fact, he did get involved with drugs and alcohol again, he had these moments where he was doing well but not doing well. It was a very, very difficult life for him. He did have these demons. He acknowledged it. He began drinking, he said, in junior high school, and was one of those people, unfortunately, who could not handle substances for the most part.
What do we know of his personal life in recent days? He had a relationship. Apparently, the body was discovered by his girlfriend. Was it a good one?
It seemed to be. She was with him during these interviews. It's his fiance. They seem to be doing well together. She was, it seems, someone who was trying to steer him in the right direction. There did seem to be, as far as we could tell, you know, just on the veneer, a very good relationship between the two.
Number 6 on the countdown, the Supreme Court indecency ruling. Legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin talks to Carol Costello about the ruling that we did get from the Supreme Court this week, why everybody seems to be waiting for the verdict on Obamacare.
We don't know if Obamacare is constitutional. We don't know if the Arizona immigration law is constitutional. But we do know that Nicole Richie has a place in the constitutional history of the United States.
She
That's
has a potty mouth,
today.
And she's allowed to have a potty mouth for short periods of time.
Well, at least this time she was allowed to have a potty mouth. The Supreme Court issued a very narrow ruling because a lot of people thought they were going to decide whether so-called fleeting expletives, which are sort of non-planned bad words, and everyone can let their imagination run wild about what those words are. But what the court said was, we're not going to decide whether the 7 dirty words, which was the subject of a much earlier Supreme Court case, are still prohibited on broadcast television. All the court said today was the FCC, which imposed this penalty, changed the rules after the broadcasts were made. These famous awards programs where Nicole Richie and Cher said stupid things, they were in 2002 and 2003. The FCC changed the rules in 2004, and the Supreme Court says, no, 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 you can't do that. You can't penalize someone for rules that weren't in effect when the broadcasts were made. So that was the only ruling about these particular Nicole Richie, Cher, NYPD, Blue, dirty words.
Well, that was
nudity,
Jeff.
As for whether you can say those words in the future, that's still uncertain.
Up next, the G20 summit and immigration reform. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Now,
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown, at number 5, the G20 Summit, host Mandy Connell talking to reporter Rich Johnson about what appeared to be strained relations between President Obama and Mr. Putin from Russia.
I've seen a lot of news coverage that makes mention of, just kind of in passing, CBS News reported that Vladimir Putin seemed to lecture President Obama. Is that an accurate assessment? And if so, what was he being lectured on?
Well, the White House people take issue with that. You know, we all sort of spontaneously in the filing center made note of the body language, how they would not seem to look at each other. They were looking at their interpreters or the reporters on stage during the joint statements. Some of that exacerbated by the fact that it was simultaneous translation. So you say a little something, you wait for the translation, you say a little more. So it's twice as long. The White House folks say, look at the content. Although they won't comment on the content, they say this was supposed to be a perfunctory 40-minute meeting, and it turned out to be a very substantial 2-hour meeting. So despite body language, they got stuff done and got stuff off their chest that they wanted to discuss.
Do you have any clue as to what it was?
Mostly Syria was what they were talking about. As the president said, they agree the violence needs to stop there, but they disagree on exactly how to do it. Syria, of course, a long-time ally, dating back to Soviet Union days, and Bashar Assad's father, Hafez Assad, when he was the dictator of Syria. And so Russia's not going to do anything about Assad that's going to jeopardize their military base, their navy base there on the Mediterranean. But they agree we have to stop a slide into all-out civil war.
Number 4 on the countdown, the debate over immigration reform. Host John Williams talked to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the president's changes in our immigration policy and how closely it matches the failed DREAM Act.
What the president's done sure does seem a lot like your failed DREAM Act, doesn't it?
It does, and I asked the president to consider this 2 years ago. The only other senator who had signed a letter at the time was Dick Lugar of Indiana. He and I wrote a letter to the president, asked him to take this action. A year ago, we asked our colleagues to join us, and 21 others did too. So it was an effort to get the president to think in terms, positive terms, by giving these young people a protected status. How did I feel? one of the best days in my public life. I'll be honest with you. I've been carrying the thought of those kids and what they're going through on my mind for over 10 years.
Why? Why is this so important to you?
I've come to know them. Once you meet them, you realize that they are innocent in this whole process. They were brought to America by their families. Some of them are little babies, infants, little children. They've been raised in America, pledging allegiance to the flag, singing the only national anthem they know. And then there's this cruel awakening, usually when they've reached high school age, that they have no country. They have no legal status here. And many of them are subject to deportation at a moment's notice. Think about all the uncertainty of adolescence and add that to it. So for these young people, for many of them, it gives them the only chance that they've ever had to prove themselves.
What does the president's action do? It doesn't grant them citizenship, does it?
No, it doesn't. It gives them temporary, renewable, protected status. What it says is, if you meet the qualifications, if you've earned your way into qualifications, graduating from high school or with a GED, coming to this country under the age of 16, that you're under the age of 30, that you have no serious criminal record, all of these things are taken into consideration, and you're given a chance to be here for 2 years, renewable. So you've got to be on the straight and narrow. And if you end up being in a position where you can work, it gives you an opportunity to work. And for many of them, since they don't qualify for any federal help to go to college, a job is the only way they can finish school.
So immigration reform is number 4 on the most talked about topic list this week on our countdown. So let's recap where we are. The acquittal of Roger Clemens, number 10, Egypt, number 9, Zimmerman Martin, number 8, death of Rodney King, number 7, Supreme Court indecency ruling, number 6, the G20 summit is number 5, and immigration reform is number 4. So let's stick around here for a few moments while we get to numbers 3, 2, and 1 as the countdown show rolls along.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a Game Changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep, they won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit KoreanWar.def.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. An overview of all 10 of the Talk Radio Countdown Show items for the week ending Friday, June 22nd. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 3 in the countdown, the Jerry Sandusky trial. Host Steve Courtney talks to attorney Todd Flood about his professional opinion on whether the defense did a good enough job without putting Sandusky on the stand.
In your professional opinion, you've digested all this information. Do you think there was enough to poke holes in the prosecution's case? In particular, with what the defense called the smoking gun, that being the trooper's conversation with the alleged victims where they insinuated there was some coaching going on. Your thoughts, sir?
No, I don't think that the defense was able to put in a big enough reasonable doubt that a juror is going to hesitate on making that decision. To put into the minds of all of the victims specific details and facts of what happened, how it happened, where it happened, that didn't come out to me anyway from what I read and saw. So I don't see the defense really chiseling away at that reasonable doubt with the jury. The question that why didn't he testify earlier, we talked about him having to go through a mock of whether or not he could withstand the muster of cross-examination, and obviously they felt as though it would even hurt his case more if he did get up on the stand. And that was what we put into the equation, and they know we don't.
Well, you can never guess, Todd. You know better than anybody else what a jury is going to decide. They will be sequestered. Are you anticipating a long time before they reach their decision, or do you think this is open and shut, sir?
You know, I think juries, and I've been in quite a few jury trials in the last 6 months. I think juries take their jobs very seriously, and they look through the jury instructions, and in our generation, they have become hyper technical, which is a good thing because they take it serious, and they want to do the right thing. So they may come to an early decision with certain things, or there may be a split of You know, some people, I want to read back, this testimony. I want to see something didn't make sense to me on this, so I want to get a read back of this person's testimony. Or could you give me the definition of this term in the jury instructions? So I could see the jury, because this is a high profile case, throughout the nation, I could see the jury taking some time to discern through the evidence because they take it seriously.
Host Bill Cunningham talking to Walt Moody, sports editor for the Center Daily Times in State College, Pennsylvania, about the local Penn State reaction to the trial as it headed to the jury at the end of the week.
I think I expressed the feeling of many that when these kinds of stories come out, especially because it involves Penn State, the Big Ten, Jerry Sandusky, a man I didn't know, never met, never want to meet him, but his name's in the background of my mind, that some of the stuff is so disgusting that you don't want to listen, watch, or read because you kind of know what went on and you don't want. It's kind of like going by a car wreck that you kind of want to look at, but you really shouldn't want to look at. So now that we're at the conclusion of the Jerry Sandusky trial, have we learned anything during the trial that we didn't know before it started about 4 weeks ago?
I mean, I think there have been some eyes that have been opened in this area. Certainly the testimony has been graphic at times, and you know that the fan base around here, you know, there's some things that they just don't want to believe has happened, and their eyes have been opened to it. It's been a lot of people thought they knew Jerry Sandusky through his charitable organization, the Second Mile, and it's been an eye opener for sure.
As far as, to me, the key incident is the moment when McQuarrie testified last week. I think he said he didn't really see actual intercourse between Sandusky and a young boy in a Penn State shower on February the 9th, 2001. But he was confident it was sexual because of how close Sandusky's body was to the boy's backside. And he said he heard, quote, skin-on-skin smacking sounds and saw the extremely sexual situation three times, once through a mirror and twice with his own eyes. To me, is that the most critical? As a juror, I'd have a hard time believing that eight boys separately got together and concocted a scheme to make sure an innocent man was convicted. 51 counts over 15 years, the tapestry, the encyclopedia of pedophile acts, the Bob Costas interview, to me, other admissions and interviews that he had, the love notes he sent to the boys. But to me, am I right for those on the scene, Walt, that this was the key piece of evidence is when McQuarrie testified, Mike McQuarrie, a coach at Penn State, a quarterback at Penn State, that with his own eyes he saw a sexual situation with Sandusky and a boy. Was that the key moment, or is that overplayed in the media?
I think it's a very key moment, and from all indications, Mike McQuarrie made a very credible witness and made a very big impact at the trial.
Number two on our countdown, the presidential race, and you'll hear us talk about that next on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
O'Reilly. Overheating can cause major damage to your radiator and your bank account. Avoid expensive repairs with super savings on Peak 5050 ready-to-use coolant on sale for $7.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum cooling protection with Peak 5050 ready-to-use coolant for $7.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yep, number two for the second week in a row, the presidential race. Here's host Mike McConnell with political analyst Paul Green. They talk about the huge amount of money being sent into both parties from their super PACs as the race heads into the summer.
Money, money, money.
Yes, because instead of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it's money, 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 money. That's the everyone's out there from the national ticket trying to raise husbands, wives, children, God knows who else.
I look at you know the projected amounts that the candidates are expected to raise this time. Off the top of your head, is that every 4 years that leaps by about how is it 10%, 20%, 25%?
This year with the super PACs, thanks to the
that'll make a huge difference.
To the five yo-yos who supported them in the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Or I hope I never have to appear before them. And anyway, it'll be a billion each. Given all the super PAC, we don't even know. I mean,
instant go request.
Well, I'll tell you, Bouncy's got it. Let me tell you, yeah. You know when they say it's not about money, it's always about money. And this election is going to cost a fortune. I said I don't remember when, but all our friends to the north in Wisconsin, be prepared. After Labor Day, you're going to have one continuous political commercial.
Yeah. Going back to the five bozos you mentioned.
Yes.
I'm just curious because I'm not in favor. Well, I guess I'm not in favor of the decision. I don't like what it's done.
Yes.
But when looking at the decision and what a judge's job is, he has to determine what's free, what infringes on free speech and what doesn't. How do you justify that for years unions could be counted as a person and the corporation could not?
Neither should. They all should be playing by the same rules. What it does do is that it simply, I call it Richard Nixon's revenge, because campaign public financing after Watergate, the money that was raised, that wouldn't even be the ante to get into this game. I mean, what we have now is that we have, be they unions or individuals, literally enough money to dominate the airways. And these debates are silly because there's no money involved as far as government's concerned. All the money's in the campaign. All the disposable money is in politics, not in the government. They have no money. The state's broke, the city's broke, the county's broke, and yet all this money is going into politics, $35,000 a person dinners. I mean, And as long as the American people just sit back and say, well, that doesn't mean anything, blah, 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 they're just doing it because they're patriotic or because they really care. If they keep believing that BS, then that's fine. But we are simply, many years ago, I once said that the way it's going, we should simply put the election on eBay and bid for it.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happening right now. They're bidding for the to who be the next president.
Talkos Chuck Custer and Kelly Lynch talked about MSNBC editing a clip of Mitt Romney to intentionally make him look bad and then to offer up no real apology when they got caught.
MSNBC is at it again. You know, after NBC and MSNBC were caught selectively editing the George Zimmerman police tapes to make it seem like he was volunteering racial information, MSNBC has been caught editing a clip of Mitt Romney to make him seem wildly out of touch when he was really just explaining the difference between the private and public sectors. All right, here's how it all started. Andrea Mitchell was on her MSNBC show and took this opportunity to kind of laugh, actually, you know, literally laugh at Ed Romney.
And maybe this was Mitt Romney's supermarket scanner moment, but I get the feeling, take a look at this, that Mitt Romney has not been in too many Wawas along the roadside in Pennsylvania.
By the way, where do you get your hoagies here? Do you get them at Wawa's? Is that what you get them? Well, I went to a place today called Wawa's. You ever been to Wawa's? Anybody been there? Some people don't like, I'm sorry, I know it's a very big state divided, but we went to Wawa's. I was at Wawa's. I wanted to order a sandwich. You press a little touch tone keypad, all right? You just touch that, and you know, the sandwich comes in. You touch this, go pay the cashier, there's your sandwich. It's amazing.
It's amazing. You know,
see, they're laughing at Mitt Romney there. Now, the truth be told, they're trying to make it look like the old George Bush when he didn't know how much a gallon of milk cost deal. Here's the fact of what Romney was saying. This was all part of a longer story where he said he met an optometrist who had a real hard time with government red tape. And Romney's whole point about the, you know, getting the sub fast and quickly, he's talking about innovation. He's talking about government red tape, private versus public. Here's some of what he said more in context.
And this optometrist wanted to change his billing address. He moved his office from one side of town to the other. Same zip code, same post office. But he wanted to change his address. He got a form from the federal government. This is so he can get reimbursement for the federal government for the services he provides for the poor and seniors. The form he gets to change addresses is 33 pages long. 33 pages long. He calls someone to ask how to fill it out. He calls someone in government. They tell him what to do. He sends it in. They send it back. Wasn't done right. Got to do it again. Another 33 pages. He calls another person. They tell him what to do. Doesn't get it right the second time. Third time's a charm, though. This takes several months, during which time he's not getting the checks for the work he's doing for people who need his care. That's how government works. Then I was at Wawa's. I wanted to order a sandwich. You press the little touch-tone keypad, all right? You just touch that, and you know, the sandwich comes in. You touch this, go pay the cashier, there's your sandwich. It's amazing. People in the private sector have learned how to compete. It's time to bring some competition to the federal government.
Is that laughable? Is that something to mock?
No, and they completely took the quote and put it into a different context.
Yeah.
It changes the meaning of what he said entirely. It's totally irresponsible.
Here's host Jan Michelson talking about the rumors heating up over just who may be Mitt Romney's running mate.
Politico has pushed Pawlenty's name forward, and here's their headline today. Tim Pawlenty's stock soars in the Romney world. He has jumped to the top of the vice presidential shortlist after several advisors after emerging as the most effective and well-liked surrogate for the GOP nominee to be, according to several of the Republicans familiar with the campaign deliberations. The former governor has impressed top Romney officials with his winning onstage presence at a grueling roster of Republican events throughout the country. His low-maintenance personality style made him the favorite at the campaign tight-knit inner circle in the Boston headquarters. Pawlenty is strong, says Politico, where Romney is weak, with a regular guy, working man connection with voters in casual settings. Pawlenty will walk up and put a supporter in a headlock, said a consultant, and he provides a nice yin
to the and yang to Romney. Several Republicans said as a hockey-playing son of a blue-collar worker and a longtime champion of connecting with what he has called the Sam's Club Republicans, Plenty would be comfortable campaigning among working-class voters in a way that Romney never would be. In addition, Plenty is an evangelical Christian, but low-key enough about his faith that he doesn't scare off the secular voters. This would help Romney with religious conservatives who are skeptical, even hostile to his Mormon faith. Plus, he's great with conservatives and doesn't scare off women.
We'll get to number one in a moment, the Fast and Furious scandal, the Eric Holder situation, next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number one on the countdown, it's the scandal involving guns to Mexico. Host Richard Dixon talked to political analyst Sherrilyn Lebon about Congress holding Attorney General Holder in contempt while the president claimed executive privilege over documents and intel in this botched mess.
Congress about to hold Eric Holder, the Attorney General, in contempt. As I said at the start of the show, they're about 3 years late. I've been holding him in contempt since he took the office, actually.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there, my friend.
And now the president, which is funny, granting executive privilege. Or saying,
I mean, Richard, this just cracks me up. These people, I mean, and they just never cease to amaze me. You know, Friday morning, out of nowhere, they passed an immigration rule.
Mm-hmm.
800,000. More people are going to be joining the workforce legally. He'll have no job.
Yep.
8.2 unemployment, 38.2 unemployment among black teens in the United States, 16.9 in the black community. All right. And now today, out of nowhere, they're asserting executive privilege. Mind you, Richard, Fast and Furious is dated back to 2009.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This investigation with Congress asking for these documents hasn't dated back to 09, but it's dated back now. I think we are going on, I would say, a solid year
mm-hmm.
that he's been in this kind of tete-a-tete with ISA
mm-hmm.
and the committee. So all of a sudden now, at the last hour, they're going to assert executive privilege. I mean, Richard, how stupid do they think we are?
Well, pretty stupid. And is it me, or has the president, A, not expressed much interest in this and tried to really distance himself? And at some point claimed, I've never even seen these documents. How can you exert executive privilege over documents you claim you've never seen?
Here is some talk radio caller reaction from some of the folks who think it's time for Eric Holder to hit the road.
He needs to be shut down from office. One, those Black Panthers that was doing voter intimidation, he let that go through. The thing in Florida, he instigated. Nobody's going to tell me any different. The Black Panthers went down there and he had a contract for murder. He did nothing. Arizona, he's suing for protecting our borders, and they're doing everything they can. People are coming to murder down there. He has done nothing. In Texas, we have children coming over from Mexico that are six. He's doing nothing. The leaks of the White House, he's covering Obama's back. And don't let anybody tell you any different, or they wouldn't have been in the New York Times with such detail.
I would say that Eric Holder probably is the most ineffective. Janet Reno, during the Clinton administration, might give him a run for his money. But this is one of the most ineffective attorney general that we've ever had in the United States. Basically, he is a master in promoting the Obama's Chicago style of politics that he learned in Chicago under Saul Alinsky's model, Rules for Radicals, and from the voter intimidation case that wasn't pursued to suing the states for trying to prevent illegal immigration coming into the country, and then the cover up of the Fast and Furious, this attorney general is turning his a blind eye to search for truth and be very deceptive.
In my view, let me just preface this by saying that I thought Alberto Gonzalez was not any good either, and I felt as if he had to go. But Holder, in my view, is a partisan political hack. He is the one who pardoned uber-rich tax cheat Mark Rich. He is either, as far as I'm concerned, Holder is either incompetent or corrupt. I watched the entire hearing. And Holder was unresponsive to the questions asked. But Holder probably perjured himself on Fast and Furious. They've caught him. He selectively decides what people that he wants to go after when he makes his decisions. He's definitely not unbiased. But Holder didn't turn over the relevant documents. Duh. It doesn't make any difference how many times you testify or what things that you turn over. You don't turn over what you are asked for. That would be like if I had some problem with the IRS and they asked me for 2008 tax returns and I passed in 2012. He doesn't answer the questions.
Attorney General Holder and the Fast and Furious scandal. That's the number one item this week on News Talk Radio. Let's recap the acquittal of Roger Clemens at number 10, number 9, Egypt. Number 8 is the Zimmerman-Martin case. Number 7 is the death of Rodney King. Number 6, the Supreme Court ruling on indecency. Number 5, the G20 summit. Number 4, immigration reform. Jerry Sandusky's trials, number 3. Presidential race, number 2. And the scandal at the Justice Department is number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.